Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And hey, we got a huge announcement today on a program that we have partnered with another great American company, Disney, and all of their military connections. What? Yes. We're so proud to have Disney on board and with the National Defense Network because we found out about a little over a year ago. We were on location, and there was a guy there that guided us through everything military connected with Disney, and there is a ton. Cappy Surrett is a senior manager on the Disney Parks Experiences and Products Public Affairs team. In his role, he leads external communications with a focus on media relations related to business, technology, and veteran support initiatives. He's a retired U.S. Navy captain, successful 20-plus year military career, and he is a staunch veteran advocate. He's a founding member and serves as a co-chair of the Veteran Business Employee Resource Group known as Disney Salute. And we met Cappy when we were there, and I mean, he just opened our eyes to everything that happens militarily and veteran wise at Disney. And it's so good to speak with you again, Cappy. How you doing?
I am incredible, Randy. It's always a great opportunity to speak with you, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. You know, I always have such a great time chatting with you.
Well, you know, as I told you when we were there, it just blew my mind about how many connections to the military and veterans that Disney has. And I'm sure, and that was just, you know, that was a year ago. What's new at Disney since the last time we chatted?
Well, I'll tell you what, we loved hosting you when you were here last time. And there's been so much going on across our Disney parks. We're really excited by it. At Magic Kingdom, you know, for example, we just opened up a brand new attraction called Tron, Light Cycle Run, and
right.
Puts you right in the middle of the iconic movie Tron. It's our fastest coaster of any Disney park, and we're really excited by that. We've opened up a brand new barbecue restaurant at called the Rodeo Roundup Barbecue at Toy Story Land. So it's like literally you step in and dine inside of a Toy Story world. You know, we get a new Moana. It's really cool. Food's amazing. And we have a new Moana Journey of Water attraction coming to Epcot as later this year, you know, as part of the ongoing Epcot transformation, which you saw firsthand.
Right.
And the thing I am most excited about, though, is, and I know your listeners will be very excited by it, is our new Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind attraction there. And it's so wild because, you know, Disney, we always try to raise the bar. And immerse our guests in their favorite stories. And I'll tell you, this attraction does that in spades because it puts you right in the middle of a Guardians of the Galaxy universe story. And it's, you remember walking around the World Showcase?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got the France Pavilion, the China Pavilion, the Canada Pavilion. Well, we had created our very first, when I say we, our Walt Disney Imagineers, who are amazing. They created our first off-world pavilion, and it's basically in tribute to the wonders of the planet Xandar, of which the Guardians of the Galaxy saved, right? So that basically you step into that, and it's kind of like an outpost, an embassy from the planet Xandar. You go in and enjoy their culture and their, you know, everything that has to do with that. And then, yeah, with any Guardian story, things go a little south, and then you have to help Rocket, Groot, Drax, Gamora, and Star Lord save the universe. You know, and then so it while you're listening to
that's so much pressure, Cappy. That's so much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. It's amazing. So anyway, I got to recommend when people are on leave from their time in service, they're going to just absolutely love that.
That's what's great about what you guys do at Disney is down to the, and it was cool talking to some of those Imagineers that were there when we were there. But I mean, just down to the last little detail, it's always just so perfect.
They're really amazing. I mean, and they always raise the bar in terms of just innovation. And, you know, just having a guest step into an immersive world to experience something that you just can't get anywhere else. You know, it's really always so amazing to just watch the the delight in guests of all ages when they experience something like that. So, yeah, so our Imagineers are really one of a kind.
So, Cappy, you know, we're talking about the daytime stuff, but there's some new nighttime spectaculars too, right?
Yeah, we have some amazing new nighttime spectaculars. You know, we call them a Kiska night for our guests. You know, at Walt Disney World, we have some great returning nighttime spectaculars, but also at Disneyland, just some really terrific new nighttime shows. Disneyland Park, for example, they have a show called Wondrous, which is a tribute to, 60 animated features, that really helps our guests, look back at all those times. And it's also a thank you to all of them, for being part of our journey.
Oh, that's cool.
Company's history. And then over at Disney's California Adventure, there's this beautiful World of Color nighttime spectacular, which, has some new upgrades that our guests are just really loving. So we're really excited by where we're going with all of it.
Yeah, and on top of all that, you got a brand new cruise ship, the Disney Wish.
Yes, we do. We launched the Disney Wish last
year. You were talking about that when we were there. I mean, this sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to try it out. It literally is one of the most amazing ships I've ever seen. And, you can do things like, it's the very first frozen dining experience of any Disney destination in the world. It's our very first Marvel restaurant is on board there. So, you get to dine with the Avengers and Ant-Man and the Wasp. We're kind of your host through this journey. We had the very first at-sea attraction you journey under the sea and across the world with Mickey while you're at sea. And so there's just so much to do on that ship. It's like three vacations in one. And so we will have to get you on that.
We were just talking to, I just interviewed Chris Hemsworth, and we were talking about Disney and Marvel and Thor. And so, I mean, it's funny, Cappy, and we're talking to Cappy Surratt here on the National Defense Senior Manager on the Disney Parks Experiences and Products Public Affairs team. And it's amazing to me how many areas in the world that Disney touches. And I know when I was there, you were planning for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, and now there's a bigger anniversary coming this year, right?
There really is. And we couldn't be more excited because come October 16th, the Walt Disney Company will be celebrating 100 years
Wow.
of making magic and telling just amazing stories. And so we're doing lots of things as we get close to that pivotal milestone celebration, but we just are so excited about where we've been, and we're even more excited about what's next. Like, we're just getting started.
I think
there's a boundless future ahead of us for sure.
Well, October 16th, 2023, that's one day before my birthday, and I'm also turning 100. So, I mean, this is such a special day, special week for me. I mean, Cappy, 100 years is a long time. Disney would have opened its doors not long after the First World War ended, right?
That's correct. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's right in the wake of what many call the Great War. Walt and Roy Disney put out opened a door, for what's now the Walt Disney Company, and they both made contributions during the First World War. I mean, Roy served in the Navy, go Navy.
Right.
And Walt, while he was too young to join the service, he was able to find his own way to serve. And he joined the Red Cross Ambulance Corps and was able to deploy to France by the tail end of hostilities. And he uses his artwork, his skills to help bridge language barriers, also entertain the troops. And, that their experiences there is the reason why Disney has had such a long and enduring admiration for those who serve in uniform, because it stems back to our founders' own contributions to our country, and that's all the way through 100-year history. So in World War II, for example, after Pearl Harbor, Walt shut the Walt Disney Studios down and at no profit, worked to support the war effort. And part of that was really a pretty neat story in that Walt and his animators created more than 1,200 military insignia and logos for service branches around the world. And some of those are still in use today. And anybody who's in your listening audience in like the Dayton area, maybe some Air Force, Air Force at Wright Patt Air Force Base. There's an awesome museum there, the National Museum of the Air Force, and there's an entire display, a wing of Disney's military insignia that were created. So really something really cool to see.
That is so, and the films too. Yeah, we just had somebody on, a World War II historian. It was talking about how Ronald Reagan at the time did a lot of films and did some stuff in conjunction with Disney to get some of these films out.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he was a big part of that. I think he produced, he was part of a production of 300 films that came out, and just kind of, you know, pumped up the war effort in that respect. And also, Cappy, I don't know if you knew this, he discovered a young model that he put on the cover. He dressed her up as Rosie the Riveter, and that young lady went on to become Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
I mean,
no, I'd like to learn more about that.
Yeah, there's just so many, like we say, just so many connections with Disney. And, you know, I was at one of the flag ceremonies where you honor veterans every single day at the park. But talk about that a little bit, Cappy.
Yeah, I'm really glad you got to see that, because that's such a special part of our day about Disneyland and Walt Disney World. I mean, these flag ceremonies have been part of our tradition since we first opened our gates at Disneyland in 1955 and at Walt Disney World in 1971, you know, to honor those who serve each and every day. And the, you know, you got to watch one of those, you know how special it, you know, it was. But
I think it was really a father. Special. I think it was a father and son that you honored when I was there. And these people are just picked out of the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. The Magic Kingdom, they take great pride in their, you know, their cast, you know, watching guests come in every day. And, you know, we select from that day's guests, you know, they walk in, you know,
cool.
They see a veteran with a ball cap, or you might see a, you know, somebody walking in with a Navy, Army, Air Force shirt, you know, they might have a Marine haircut. And, you know, the guest just, you know, walks up and, you know, or our cast, you know, goes up and just engages them and talks to them for a little bit, and then we invite them to be veteran of the day, you know, in the Magic Kingdom. And it's just such a special honor. And, you know, and it's really emotional no matter how many times you actually watch it.
Well, and Cappy, the other thing that I love about that ceremony is the fact, I mean, yeah, it's great that you're honoring the veterans, but also you're making it known among everybody that's there that these are special people and to pay attention. And I was just so impressed by the number of people who stopped. I'm talking about the guests who stopped what they were doing and stood there and just absolutely honored these veterans that you had selected. And it was just, it was a special moment. I mean, they cleared the streets. And, I mean, and as you know, Cappy, it's not easy to clear the streets at the Magic Kingdom, but I mean, they just stood there at attention and honored this sacrifice, and that's what made it even more special.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And now, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this special person that you recently honored, a 101-year-old female World War II Navy veteran.
Yes. We had just last week, in fact, you know, we had the just amazing honor to salute and celebrate the service of, as you said, a 101-year-old female Navy veteran who is 1 year older than the Walt Disney Company, which is so amazing.
Yeah.
And she was just incredible. She was such a bright light and so proud of her service. And she was actually one of the very first waves, you know, women in Navy reserves to deploy overseas, you know, after FDR signed a law that, you know, women could serve during World War II up to and 6 months beyond it. And so her assignment, she was sent out to Pearl Harbor, and she helped, you know, service members learn how to read and write, as well as helping with, you know, help with casualties, and just made a just sizable contribution to our nation's history. And it was just such an honor to be able to congratulate her for her service, honor her service. It was the most, it was the loudest applause from the guests.
Oh, I'll bet.
You know, in Town Square in Magic Kingdom that I've ever heard during a flag retreat, and the parade down Main Street USA was just so emotional. And what was really, really cool, what was extra special, I mean, beyond this was such a special event, but there was also, she has a Disney connection because she met her husband in Pearl Harbor. And, you know, had a beautiful 71-year marriage.
Oh, wow.
And after, and so he's a Navy veteran as well that actually went on to help build parts of the Magic Kingdom in at Walt Disney World.
Really?
Epcot. Yeah. And then parts of the original hotels, you know, for the resort, you know, before the park opened in 1971. So we got to take her to Frontierland, of which her husband was part of the team that helped, you know, construct.
Oh, wow.
It. Yeah, and to see her eyes light up with such pride and joy of her husband's, you know, legacy, which again is another, you know, another example of Navy veteran helping make magic, really. And so she was just really, I'm proud of her husband and just so grateful to us, but we were more grateful to her and her service and her legacy.
What a great moment. We're talking to Cappy Surrett here in the National Defense, a senior manager on the Disney Parks Experiences and Products Public Affairs team, retired U.S. Navy captain. And, you know, one of the great things about this partnership with National Defense, Cappy, is the fact that we get to talk about military and veteran employment. And I know that Disney is always looking for great veterans to work there. Yeah. Did you suggest that to the World War II veteran?
Oh, I mean, I think we would be lucky to have her. I mean, you know, she was just so amazing. But we're excited. I mean, you know, Disney created a program for hiring veterans, and we call it our Heroes Work Here program. And we started that in 2012. And in fact, we just recently celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the launch of that program. And during that time, in this past decade, we've been fortunate to hire more than 12,500.
Oh, wow.
Veterans.
Wow.
Right. And so
that
you
is
know,
great.
And we see the contributions, you know, that they have made and are able to make, you know, and in terms of, you know, work ethic and teamwork and integrity, hard work. We're just really, very fortunate to have so many military heroes as part of the Walt Disney Company. And so I'd encourage, you know, anyone listening, you know, that might be interested, maybe transitioning out of the service, to visit our Heroes Work Here website. You know, it's got some fantastic yep. resources, you know, we even have a military skills translator.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's specific to roles at Disney too. So I think you know, many veterans or those transitioning from military service might find it beneficial. It also has some short tutorials around skills and for transition and job acquisition. And also, we provide lots of external veteran and military spouse resources there. So, you know, we hope that you know, people were able to take a look at that and help them, you know, on their job journeys as they move to find a meaningful employment following military service.
Well, we know veterans make the best employees. It's just hands down they do. And I know that Disney also participates in the DoD SkillBridge program. So now that's just another aspect of it, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, if those interested in you know, getting a little bit of time with Disney, you know, while they're in the last 180 days of active duty service, can take a look at the DoD SkillBridge site and, you know, look at the Disney set, you know, Disney page and apply and see what we might have for you. And, you know, we have about 80% retention of those. The military fellows that do join us during that program participation. So I definitely would recommend those who might be interested in a role at Disney to check that out.
Cappy, you're the best, man. I mean, we could go on and on and on, and we will with this partnership. I mean, it's just going to make people more aware of what Disney brings to the table in terms of veteran and military support, and we could not be happier to be a part of that. Cappy, thank you so much for what you're doing and for, of course, for your service, and thank you for the time.
Well, thank you, Randy. Appreciate you and your producers, everything you do to help tell the military and veteran story. And I also want to just thank, you know, all those serving around the world for everything they're doing, for standing the watch, for, you know, in support of our freedoms. And and those standing the watch include many Disney cast members as well. So
yeah, we saw that firsthand when we were there.
Yes, we got some reservists that are on recalled active duty, and they're currently deployed serving our nation. So we're grateful for their service as well.
So cool. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.